DeepSeek R1 surpasses expectations in benchmarks. DeepSeek R1's latest to 5.28 release has drawn attention for its performance across five independent benchmarks, especially in literary and code-related tasks. Evaluators note the model's consistently high baseline of literary competence, with strengths in atmospheric immersion, logical structure, and a flair for original metaphors and story premises. Unlike many language models that cling to genre cliches, DeepSeek R1 resists formulaic tropes and often achieves a sense of thematic ambition. However, the leap from strong pastiche to true literary distinction remains elusive. Internal character development is often asserted rather than organically dramatized, and endings can feel tidy or abrupt, lacking authentic struggle. In technical benchmarks, DeepSeek R1's prowess is more quantifiable. On the Ader's Polyglot benchmark, the 1.93-bit quantized DeepSeek R1 0528 model scored a 60% pass rate, outperforming Claude Sonnet 4's 56.4% on the same NoThink benchmark. This is especially noteworthy considering the model was run in a highly compressed format, IQ1M GGUF at 200 GB, using an enormous 65,535 token context window and a massive multi-GPU workstation. The technical setup, blending RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell and several 5090/4080/3090 GPUs, shows just how far local AI deployments have come, but also highlights the resource demands for state-of-the-art results. Despite these gains, DeepSeek R1 still reveals familiar LLM shortcomings. While the prose is evocative, emotional depth tends to be surface level, and resolutions can feel too convenient. Yet, its originality and consistent structure set a new bar for open models, especially in creative and code-intensive domains. Fine-tuning, overfitting, and tool use in local LLMs. The quest to make local AI models think more like humans and less like parrots continues to challenge practitioners. One persistent issue is example leakage in few-shot learning. When models are fed structured examples in the system prompt, outputs often regurgitate those examples instead of generalizing. For the Qwen 3 32B model, users report that even with recommended sampling parameters, about 10 to 15% of generated outputs echo the prompt examples, contaminating downstream data curation. This classic overfitting problem, where the model memorizes specifics instead of learning patterns, remains stubborn, especially in pipeline automation and dataset creation. Community advice leans toward dataset cleaning and prompt engineering, but a silver bullet remains elusive. Meanwhile, the appetite for thinking models, those capable of chain-of-thought reasoning and tool use, is growing. The hands-on approach is to fine-tune models like Qwen 3.6b on domain-specific tasks, such as code completion, and explicitly structure training data to demonstrate reasoning steps and tool invocation. Best practices include using clear, step-by-step examples and grammatically distinct thought annotations to nudge the model toward explicit reasoning. However, setting up local training infrastructure, whether via Llama or other frameworks, remains a barrier for newcomers, underlining the need for more user-friendly tooling and documentation in the open-source LLM ecosystem. New models Devstral, Mistral Small 3.2, Gina Embeddings, 2Medical 8B. Open source models for specialized tasks continue to proliferate. Mistral's newly released Devstral is positioned as a state-of-the-art SOTA open model for coding agents, with open weights and GGU formats already available for local deployment. This focus on coding reflects the growing demand for models tuned specifically for code generation, code review, and integration into autonomous software agents. Unsloth's Mistral Small 3.224b Instruct 2506 update offers tangible improvements in instruction following, reduced repetition errors, and more robust function calling templates. On benchmarks like Wildbench V2 and Arena Hard V2, Small 3.2 shows significant gains over 3.1, especially in handling long, complex prompts without infinite loops, a notorious failure mode in earlier LLMs. For retrieval and embedding tasks, Gina Embeddings V4 debuts as a universal, multimodal, and multilingual embedding model built on Qwen 2.5 VL3B Instruct. Its dense and late interaction, multi-vector retrieval capabilities, support for over 30 languages, and compatibility with visually rich documents, charts, tables, images Make it a versatile tool for search, recommendation, and knowledge management pipelines. The ability to flexibly adjust embedding size for efficiency with minimal performance trade-off is a practical advantage for production systems. In the medical domain, Intelligent Internet's II Medical 8B 1706 pushes the envelope for AI-driven medical reasoning. Built on Qwen 3 8B and fine-tuned with both supervised and reinforcement learning, the model achieves a 46.8% score on HealthBench, on par with Google's MedGemma 27B, despite being significantly smaller. The training methodology explicitly targets complex reasoning and safety, underscoring the growing maturity of specialized LLMs for high-stakes applications. Multi-person video generation and embodied AI advances. Audio-driven video generation is entering a new phase with the release of MyGen Multitalk, an open-source model for generating multi-person conversational videos with state-of-the-art lip synchronization. Multitalk supports not only single and multi-person scenarios, but also interactive character control via prompts and even singing or cartoon character generation. Its technical innovations include label rotary position embedding, L-Rope, for precise audio-visual alignment, and adaptive person localization for accurate facial animation. With flexible output resolutions, 480p, 720p, and support for up to 15-second clips, Multitalk signals a leap forward for virtual human technology, from customer service bots to entertainment. On the research front, deep learning is shattering limits in physical sciences as well. A recent study demonstrates 0.71 angstrom resolution in electron tomography by integrating generative adversarial networks and advanced neural architectures. This not only sets a new record for three-dimensional atomic imaging, but also solves long-standing problems of radiation dose and information loss, the missing wedge problem in electron microscopy. The ability to reconstruct high-fidelity 3D atomic structures with less data and lower radiation opens new possibilities for nanomaterials, semiconductor inspection, and beyond, showcasing how AI is becoming an indispensable tool in experimental science. Self-improving AI, Darwin Gödel machine and microtransformers, the dream of self-improving AI, systems that can modify and enhance their own code, has inched closer to reality with the Darwin Gödel machine, DGM, project. Drawing on the theoretical Gödel machine concept, DGM is a practical, open-source implementation where an AI agent iteratively edits its own code and empirically validates improvements using coding benchmarks. Unlike the original Gödel machine, which demands provable guarantees before self-modification, a nearly impossible feat for complex systems, DGM adopts an empirical approach. It tests code changes against benchmarks and keeps only those that improve performance. This learning-to-learn or meta-learning paradigm is a step toward autonomous, self-aware AI systems, though practical safety risks, like running untrusted code, remain a significant hurdle. For those at the beginning of their machine learning journey, building microtransformers for experimentation is gaining traction. These compact models allow learners to grasp the architectural basics of transformers, experiment with training dynamics, and understand the limitations and possibilities of modern neural networks without the computational overhead of full-scale LLMs. This democratization of model-building experience is essential for the next wave of AI practitioners. Privacy, tools, and AI in the real world. Privacy concerns are again in the spotlight, with the Washington Post advocating for users to ditch Chrome and Meta apps in favor of privacy-respecting browsers like Firefox, Brave, and DuckDuckGo. The advice is grounded in research showing that Chrome and popular apps from Meta and Yandex harvest extensive user data, including device details and network information. Even users without Meta apps may have their web activity tracked by Meta's pervasive infrastructure. While technical protections like browser choice help, no solution is foolproof. Reminding users that privacy is a moving target in the age of ubiquitous surveillance. Meanwhile, developer tooling continues to evolve. ChainGuard has forked the once-abandoned Kaneko project, a tool for building container images in Kubernetes environments without a Docker daemon. Kaneko's user space operation sidesteps typical container security constraints and is now actively maintained, ensuring continued support for cloud-native build pipelines. NewShell, a modern shell inspired by PowerShell and functional languages, is gaining traction as a daily driver for those seeking structured data manipulation in the command line. Its pipeline architecture treats data as structured tables rather than raw text streams, offering a fresh approach to CLI productivity. For non-technical users, running local LLMs remains a challenge. Interest in pairing Llama with Open Web UI, an accessible, user-friendly interface, highlights the persistent gap between powerful back-end models and approachable front-ends. The learning curve for basic setup, even on Windows, is still steep for many, underscoring the need for better documentation and simplified onboarding. AI benchmarks, real-world coding, and algorithmic curiosity. AI model benchmarking is venturing into creative territory, with AI diplomacy pitting leading LLMs against each other in the classic game of diplomacy, testing not just factual knowledge, but negotiation, strategy, and the ability to deceive or collaborate. By assigning each country to a different model, researchers can observe emergent behaviors. Will a model betray an ally or stick to its programmed helpfulness? Such experiments shed light on the social dynamics of AI agents and provide a colorful, if unorthodox, benchmark for language model progress. On the practical engineering front, the integration of advanced LLMs like Claude 4 is accelerating real-world development. A non-technical founder recounts shipping more code in a day with Claude 4 than in the previous 3 weeks, leveraging the model for documentation, bug fixing, database integration, and security review. The story is emblematic of a broader trend. While AI cannot replace expert developers, it is increasingly capable of turning motivated novices into productive contributors, closing the gap between vision and execution. Finally, algorithmic curiosity is alive and well in the engineering community. A deep dive into the fastest ways to detect a vowel in a string explores 11 approaches, from naive loops to clever set intersections and bytecode-level optimizations. The exercise is a reminder that even the simplest problems can hide surprising complexity, and that performance, readability, and elegance are often at odds in software design. Not theory research, Alexander ideals and zero concordance. In mathematical research, a new paper investigates zero concordance of knotted surfaces in four-dimensional space using Alexander ideals. The work introduces an obstruction to zero concordance, showing that the Alexander ideal induces a homomorphism from the zero concordance monoid of oriented surface knots to the ideal class monoid of Laurent polynomial rings. The results prove the existence of infinitely many linearly independent zero concordance classes and demonstrate that the submonoid of two knots is not a group, advancing the understanding of knot theory in higher dimensions.